The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 6 deaths and 1 new hospitalization related to COVID in the latest update published March 7, which is the first report since March 4. The deaths reported today include 3 women over 79 years old, a man and a woman between 65 and 79 years old, and a man over 79 years old, all from Simcoe County. 3 of them died between February 16 and 23, and 3 died between March 1 and 6. The health unit reported 74 COVID-19 deaths in January, 50 in February, and 3 so far in March. There are at least 23 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19. Testing has captured 180 new COVID cases in the region since the last update. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 36,076 cases of COVID-19 with 34,813 of those cases recovered and 418 cases ending in death. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe Muskoka residents over 11 years old have included 240 fully vaccinated people, 24 partially vaccinated, and 214 unvaccinated people. Of those, 59 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 33 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. In the last 6 months, 95 fully vaccinated people, at least 2 doses, and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 62 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. According to health unit monitoring, about 63% of the region's ICU beds are full, and about 32% of ventilator beds are currently occupied. Occupancy rates are highest for the region's acute care beds, with 93% of them currently full. About 81% of the over 5-year-old population has been fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 15% of the same population group is unvaccinated. Percentages now based on 2021 census population data. There are 15 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 19 on February 28, including 7 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 2 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 6 at childcare centers. The health unit is no longer reporting case counts associated with individual outbreaks. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here.